we have with us Sanchit Beer Gobia. Sanchit is an analyst of repute, having worked for many reputed analyst firms, and currently he is chief analyst with his own outfit, Greyhound Research. Sanchit, thank you for joining us. Firstly, I wanted to ask you, what are your expectations from Budget 2015, and do you think that this is going to be a big bang budget?
Right. First of all, Ivor, thank you very much for having me on the podcast. I really appreciate it. In terms of the expectations from this specific budget, and clearly there have been some long-pending issues that neither the NDA government nor the UPA government has well sort of taken care of in the last few years. Just to give you a context, like the policies on GST, or let's say the long-pending issue of 12% service tax on broadband and the mobile internet, which is really actually hampering the rampant adoption of broadband and mobile internet in smaller and rural towns. Also, for example, the double taxation on software, which significantly increases, you know, the total cost of ownership. More importantly, we also expect some more clarity on the cybersecurity and privacy issues, because lots of these startups are coming up, everything is moving to the cloud. So it's important for our government to now take cloud very, very, in a serious fashion and come up with more updated cybersecurity and privacy laws. Last but not the least, another issue that's been really hampering the IT sector in specific and broadly the business as well is the lack of regulations and the tax ops for cloud providers, who ultimately will invest thousands and thousands of crores in a property, in a data center within India. So, of course, it's going to generate more employment. There's going to be more money coming in from foreign investors. Also, there will be more cloud providers locally, so the data residency issues as well are solved. So these are some of the long-pending issues, Ivor, which have been pending, and the government, unfortunately, has not done much to pay any heed to this.
Well, you know, Sanchit, the Modi government came in with a lot of hope, and they do have some very interesting initiatives, at least when it comes to plans. And, you know, there are these slogans of Make in India, Digital India, etc. But unfortunately, we've not seen much action. Now, what do you think needs to happen in Budget 2015 to ensure that, you know, Digital India, Make in India don't just remain mere slogans, but actually are, transforming India on the ground?
Right. I think that's a brilliant question, Ivor. So I think while the NDA government has done well to offer broad details in some of the key program it wishes to pursue during its tenure, you know, very few details have been offered. You know, clearly a lot of critical announcements made in the budget last year were very aspirational in nature, and literally there have been no outcomes on the ground. And just to give you an example, the e-business platform, which was supposed to be launched months ago, has only made its way now in the last few months. That's clearly having an impact on the happiness quotient of people with the Modi government, because the spending on the ground hasn't really opened up. Even to give you a context, like the Digital India program, while the entire IT sector was very upbeat about the Digital India program, it's been caught in certain delays. There've been lack of policies, there've been lack of judgments, and clearly there's no status quo around the fact that what needs to happen. Also, if you were to look at other programs like the 10,000 crore rupees startup fund for MSMEs, till date, there's absolutely no clarity to any party on the ground as to how can you apply for these funds and ultimately who should receive them. To give you another example, the 100 Smart Cities in India, a very ambitious project that was launched. So they allocated 7,060 crores last year, which meant about 650 to 750 crore per city, which clearly, while it was a good step, but the money wasn't sufficient for even a single city to be launched. So clearly, you know, there's been lots of steam, but very, very little action on the ground, and that needs to change this year. Otherwise, the frustration in the businessmen, the frustration in entrepreneurs and other corporates will only increase over time.
Sanchit, I want to just shift focus, you know, to the hardware industry. Right. And, you know, that's an industry which has always been sort of playing catch up, you know, while Indian software is today right on top of the world, at least when it comes to services, may not definitely not products, but, you know, application services, etc. Right. What needs to be done for Indian hardware? And do you really think there is even a need for that? I mean, some experts say that, you know, the game is over. China is completely managing it. So do you think we should really focus on hardware? Really, should we focus on areas, for instance, like Internet of Things, you know, say, setting up more and more data centers in India even to service the world? Do you think that is really the way forward?
Absolutely. That's a fantastic question, Ivor. So I think there are multiple ways to look at this. While clearly the broader hardware game has been championed by China, but there are still enough and more opportunities for India to go out there. Just to give you a context, it's the telecom equipment, the entire radio. Because if you remember, you know, Huawei, when it came into India, it's a Chinese company, and the Indian government was very upset about a lot of these policies that Huawei had. So similarly, for lots of these peripherals which impact the government, which are installed in sensitive states, it's important for us to have a thriving domestic hardware sector which allows for enough and more equipment to be made locally. Now, having said that, most of the hardware providers have struggled with lack of policies, have struggled with the lack of a simplified tax structure. Just to give you an example, the IT hardware sector is specifically looking for the exemption of 4% special additional duty levied on all electronic components of PCs to promote domestic computer manufacturing. So clearly, I think what the government needs to do is to come up with a very simplified regulatory framework for these companies to encourage them to invest locally and start manufacturing in India.
Okay. Sanjit, you know, on one hand, there's a lot of talk of, you know, investing on infrastructure. And while hopefully this budget will do that, what about issues like, you know, like human capital? Because, you know, the Indian IT industry keeps complaining that while there are people, the amount of trained people or relevant people is the issue. And, you know, another issue is take healthcare. For instance, the budget, the government last year dropped healthcare spending by 20%. And today we're sitting on a swine flu pandemic. And while the two may not be related, the issue is this. Tomorrow, if a back office, India is the back office to the world, if a delivery center is affected, right? Let's say 20% of people are down because of something like that. All hell is going to break loose. So what's your thoughts on that?
Look, the IT industry is going through a massive change in how it's consuming and delivering IT. And that also necessitates the need for newer skill sets in the market. And hence, there's got to be a conscious effort by the government to encourage a PPP model, which is a public-private partnership, to have the private entities invest in reskilling people to the new age demands of technology. Because just to give you an example, companies like Infosys are now investing into a lot of automation software, which should help with you know, decreasing people dependencies, but ultimately there will be people that will be manning these machines. So clearly there's a need for reskilling in the country. There's clearly a need for more PPP models to come in to venture in this space and for the government to launch a conscious effort around what's happening broadly in global markets and how better can India be servicing these opportunities on a long-term basis. So clearly, you know, you're absolutely right that epidemics like this can cause a lot of our workforce to go away and that can impact delivery. But it's also important to remember most of these services players also work on a bench, which is a good 15-20% bench. So yes, it will impact, but not maybe in the short run, but in the long run, definitely there's a need to reskill our people to be more forward-looking to the global markets.
Well, thank you so much, Sanjit. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for your time, Ivor. Appreciate it.